One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the punch-in thing. I'll hide self view.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah.
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 Loud and clear.
Oh.
This time, it's different. With Peter and Chris. This time, it's different.
Hello and welcome to the Call-In Mockery Show. I'm Colin Mockery, your host, where every week I show that you don't need a lot of knowledge to share wisdom.
And I'm the co-host, Dr. Pete. We're here to answer your questions. The advice given out by me on this episode should not be taken as medical advice. As always, if you have real medical concerns, always consult an actual physician. Although I am for sure an actual, like a full-on, although I actually am for sure an actual full doctor, any advice I give is probably really good advice, but you should not use it. And none of the advice that I give can be used against me in a court of medical... in a medical legal situation.
And I, of course, as always, I'm the co-host. I'm Chris. I'm just a guy. And you could listen to, you could take what I say as fact. You should. It's all medical. Take it and then sue me in the end. It's all good advice and I stand by it. You know, I'm not a coward. So
medically, I have to be a coward.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing? This is great. It's a new week, new advice.
Yeah, I'm doing I was doing better until I heard your disclaimers. I feel you really got to work on those a little bit. I mean,
yeah, that's fair, and we should write them out and practice them a little bit more.
But mine's like a medical legal one. That was a full on legal. I'm supposed to say that my lawyers told me.
It was a little rambly, Dr. Pete. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. And of course, running the call board as always on the show is our intern and call-in board operator, Becca. Becca, how are you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you for having me again.
again, it's your job. We didn't have you.
Yeah, it's not a have you situation.
You have to show up, in fact. Like, we're paying you.
It's an honor to be here.
Okay, you don't have to be honored. It's just we're honored to have you, and then we can.
Thank you so much. Okay. Great to be a guest.
You're not a guest, and again, Becca, just not a guest though, for sure.
This is still my show, correct?
Oh, yes, right. Sorry. Yes, yeah.
I know. Just wondering. I didn't want to. I don't want to pull any rank or anything, but it is the call-in mockery show.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Right in the title, and it's your thing.
Maybe we should get
let's, to some calls.
Let's help some people.
So, Becca, that would be when you.
I don't have a question.
No. You open the floor. You open the calls up.
Open the calls up, meaning
there's a thing I'm gonna call a phone.
Oh, I see. Yes, I'm checking my phone and.
So, if anybody's calling in, Becca, remember the rehearsal.
Are the boards lighting up right now?
I thought you said you didn't want to take any calls while the show is happening. You don't want the phone to ring because that could disturb the sound.
Oh dear.
Okay. I can. Do you want me to put the phone back on the hook?
Colin, I thought. Colin,
yes,
I thought you.
Becca, that would be great. Please put the phone back on.
I thought you rehearsed this with her, Colin. I thought this was all good.
No, I gave her this big speech on how, in this sort of thing, I'm like the Han Solo and she's the Chewbacca. And I thought that sort of.
Oh my gosh.
Set in
her
mind.
Oh my gosh. I get it.
Now you get it. You are my right hand Wookiee. You are there to help me do what I have to do. You support, and then I'll support you at times.
Thank you so much for your support.
All right, Chewie.
That's great.
Okay, I'm putting the phone back on the hook now.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, okay. Thanks.
There are several. There's like a beep. Like there's a voice. I think there's several voice messages.
Okay, so that's people calling in, and now they've left voicemails because you didn't answer. So
yeah,
okay.
You answer.
Yeah, play a voicemail.
Okay.
Can you play a voicemail?
Hi, Colin. With everything that's been going on in the world lately, I've been having memory problems, just having trouble remembering things like places I've been and people's names and the days of the week, what year it is, when my birthday is supposed to be happening. I was wondering if you might be able to help out with, I don't know, some exercises or something. I know you mostly do unscripted work, but it's what's it called? You know, where you don't have a script and you're still on stage and doing things. Anyway, I can't really remember why I called. I guess maybe I was wondering whose line it was anyway in the end. Mm. Thanks so much.
Obviously, in a lot of these cases, the first things that go is being concise. obviously, this person totally missed the boat on that. I mean, it's hard right now because obviously, at times you do forget what day it is because days have no meaning during, you know, when you're in lockdown, when you're in the same place day after day. Doesn't matter. People's names, only they care. So, you know what? A good buddy, hey there, Chief, although Chief, not as much as we used to. Baby, sweetie, or just throw an initial out. There's a, you know, you got a 1 in 26 chance that, well, also you don't, X's and Q's and U's usually, but you go, hey there, C. It usually fits with any of their names. But there are little memory exercises you can do. Start with the alphabet. That's a simple one. Again, 26 letters. You go in order. Then there's one where you start in the middle of the alphabet, go backwards, go to the end of the alphabet and go back. Then go forward, go back again. And within 2 hours, you've really strengthened that part of your brain that deals with memory. And I actually forgot the rest of your question, so...
Yeah, and I forgot too. It just sort of petered out at the end. It was a very, very, okay, very, very
right.
boring question.
And if I could just
just sort of Peter Carr loaned out there.
Yeah. Medically, of course.
I'll chime in medically, but if we can keep out for terms that are hurtful, like petered out, that'd be great. We'll just keep in mind that's a super hurtful thing. medically speaking, what I like to practice is something that I call traumatic memory. Okay. So, all and right. It's not as crazy as it sounds. It's not spicy. But let's say you go to a library, or let's say you go to a pizza place that you really want to remember. I find the best thing to do is make a scene there, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Slap somebody, mm-hmm. Preferably the person behind the counter. Just slap them. It's going to cause a scene, and that's going to stick in your memory as like, oh, that's right. the place I go to that I got yelled at because I slapped right. someone. And then you're going to remember.
They'll bring it up too. In fact, they'll remind you constantly. Oh, there's that guy. There's the slap guy.
And there's
like,
the slap.
Oh,
guy.
Right, I'm the slap guy.
Everywhere he goes, he slaps somebody. There's that. Let's avoid him. Then.
Yeah. Well, what's nice with that is that it builds memories for everyone.
Yeah.
Not just you.
That's so true. I medically didn't even think about that it's actually everyone's memory at that point. So that's perfect.
Here's you also don't have to think of everything medically. Some things you just think.
Well, and that's true. That's true, Colin. But you know, again, as the medical co-host, I think medically speaking, isn't everything that you think kind of a medical event?
Not sure. If you're talking about slapping people, where's the medicinal part of that? You're talking about violence. There's no.
The slap I would call a kinetic medical device, kind of like a cast like a cane. But then the memory is formed through the neuron activity from your hand all the way to your brain. You're like, ooh, that slap felt good.
All right, well, I'll give you that because I kind of lost interest.
Yeah, and I did too. Yeah.
Becca, how are you doing? You still on focused?
Yes. I got as far as MLKJIHG.
Oh, you're doing the exercise.
Oh, the alphabet. I see. Alphabet exercise.
And also, you could also maybe work on remembering what your job is during the show. That might be a nice also little there.
I am trying. Okay. I have someone. I have someone on the phone.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay, great.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this. Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message. Oh, shoot.
Function. Oh, no.
Okay.
Hold on. I can figure it out. Hold on. Oh, no. That was the wrong one. Hold on. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Maybe you just want to play another voicemail there?
No. I got it. This one's going to be...
No one is available to take your call.
No, no. That's okay. No, sorry. These are people who
are you calling in a... Again, you don't call people. Yeah. You're not calling people. You're like
you said you
people.
Wanted to talk to the people that called on the phone and left a voicemail. So that's what I've been trying to do. I've been calling everyone back.
Why don't we just listen to more voicemails?
Yeah, let's just listen to another voicemail.
Okay.
Can we put on another voicemail?
Yeah. No, hold on. Yeah.
Hi. I think my dad might be QAnon, but I don't want to ask him if he's QAnon because I don't want to let him know about it if he doesn't know about it. So how can I figure out if my dad is QAnon without asking him? Thanks.
Now, Colin, you really like the QAnon stuff, don't you? You were telling me earlier. What's
You know, a lot of people, kind of make fun of it and say a lot of it is outlandish. But at one point, people thought gravity was weird. So
that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know what? There's things beyond our ken, Horatio. That's kind of that was a Hamlet reference, but kind of not the right way to say that line. But here's the thing. Whatever you do, don't let your father know that you've twigged onto him.
Mm.
He will cut you. there is this new thing out that if you cut a relative and get some of the blood onto your hand, it will spell out the next thing you're supposed to do tomorrow. It's like a quick... ready to do list kind of thing using the blood of, it has to be a close relative. So a son, an actual blood, you can't just cut your wife, say.
Right.
It's fascinating. I've been reading a lot about it. And I, there's stuff out there you guys would not believe. I'm not kidding.
Yeah? Like what kind of stuff?
Snakes, just with snakes.
Okay.
They're planning something on September 25th, 2021. Where every snake in the world is going to connect to each other. They will grab the tail of the snake in front of them and circle the world 15 times, then rotate it and change the axis of the world so that only their kind will survive.
You know, I'm so glad that you're saying that. You're bringing that up because I've heard that, and I was like, that has to be true. That has to be true. But is anybody else? Are people reading them? Like, do they have their ears shut? Do they have their eyes shut to this stuff? No. Like, what? Open your eyes, people.
Yeah. Rule of thumb: don't trust anything that can move without legs.
Exactly.
And so to answer your question, caller, I might just sit down with your father one day and just ask him what sorts of things he's interested in, or wait until he goes for one of his regular bathroom breaks and then just check his search history.
Yeah, or accidentally cut your hand and see if he goes for your blood.
Becca, do we have another voice? Are the callers calling in? You're sipping on a ginger ale. You're pretty relaxed right now.
Well, it's little. It's a small ginger Becca. Ale. I just thought you said I could get lunch, but all they have here is a vending machine.
Becca, I thought you were at your home.
Yeah, we've done. I understand how you're hungry. We've done a hard 15 minutes of work.
Yeah. Becca, are you going into the office right now? Are you at the office?
How? Yes.
We're not supposed to go to the office. Home order. You're not supposed to go into the.
I didn't know what that meant.
Of course, we're not.
I mean, it's in the name. It's in the word. Stay at home.
I mean, I didn't.
Order.
I mean, but then that's fine. I'll stay at home to be at home. But what do you do for work? There's not a stay work home order.
Oh.
So I've been coming in, but there's nothing left except very small ginger ale so that when you said you can buy me lunch, I've been getting these instead. And so I have had about 17 of them. Listen, I've been really trying, and I think, you know, the issue is that we haven't had a lot of calls in the last couple of hours.
Our show is so popular.
It's a very popular show. You have to have the phone on the hook.
No, I mean, I did put it on the hook, but no one's been calling in the last couple of hours because I thought that we were on Central Time.
Do you think we can actually change our time zone? Are you thinking, I guess today we're going to do Central? Is that what you're thinking? That we're going away from what we usually do? The time zone we're in?
I thought time is a matter of your own understanding and perspective, like you said in last week's show.
Okay.
You did say that.
So you do listen.
I did.
You
are listening. That's on true.
Thank you.
I mean, it explains all the voicemails.
There are several.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we can.
Can we have some of those?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, hello, Petir and Christ and Colin. I have a bit of a quandary for you. You see, I'm in grade 9 and I have a bit of a crush on my teacher. But I don't know if I should tell him, you see, because there's a bit of an age difference. I am 81 years older. What
I'm
should
81.
I do?
Okay, I got the gist of this one. All right. First of all, this grade 9 student, I have to say, although amazing, how many times do you think she was held back?
I'll try to do the math on that. All right, so it sounds like she was held back about 67 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was not a real accent.
She was like trying accent? To
obviously protect herself.
Oh, it was like an identity thing. Okay, yeah. We're starting to get a picture of this person a little bit, like a little concerned with their identity. Probably ashamed that they're not able to pass through grade school yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and has attached this unnatural affection for her teacher, which of course can happen a lot, you know, falling in love, and I'm doing air quotes, with a authority figure. But it's just, unless it's a really hot smoking teacher, it usually goes nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. And I would even say don't so much worry about the age difference. Mm-hmm. It is an 81-year age difference, I'm told. Worry about the fact that you don't have a basic high school education yet, because that's the real problem. It's a very easy thing to get, and you just have to keep going and trying. So it feels like this person maybe isn't trying hard enough, and maybe just focus on your studies instead of love, right? Am I right?
Yeah. You know, and medically speaking, I would say, you want to be a little careful. I would say go easy on your bod. Pushing 81, it's kind of hard. I would suggest to get into a torrid love affair. They can be both hard on your heart as well as hips and other bones.
That, I guess that is actually sound medical advice, although it's really pushing at the boundaries of medical again. But there was something that dealt with the body. So that is good work. And you know what? Find someone your own age. There are people your age out there looking for love. And when they find it, they're just so grateful. And you can have more fun with people who are grateful rather than people who are creeped out by your saggy stuff.
Becca, I hesitate to ask you to weigh in on this one. I know that you recently got out of grade school. I'm not sure. You're muted there, but I'm not sure if.
I was just on the phone with somebody. They had a question.
Oh,
you were answering someone's question.
Yeah, they asked a question on the phone. Okay. They called in with, and I said, yes, we can help you.
Did you help them already?
Yes.
What was their question, and what did you say to them?
It was about, the fact that they had been struggling for some time in their marriage. They've been married for about, they said, 17 years. Mm-hmm. And they said, it's not so much that it's a struggle. It's just we can't find anything too exciting right now for within each other and outside, and especially the world as it is. And so I told them that maybe they want to take time, because you're not getting the stimuli you might be getting from the outside world that you usually would get. You can't look to travel or these kinds of things, so you have to look inward. And so we talked a little while about that, and she said, absolutely, that makes sense. And what do I need to give myself to really improve? And like, what do I need to look within to find for myself? What am I missing, right? I can't look to someone else to fill that part of me.
Go on.
Anyway, so she that resonated with her, and she said, absolutely. And we ended up, her husband was just on the phone at the end there as well. And they were really, really positive. And they said, thank you so much.
Well, you know why? Because the entire time you were talking, they were masturbating together. It was a way to make their relationship a little more exciting, a little different from them.
I don't know if you think that's
definitely heard. I heard the last little part of that call, and that was definitely some climaxing.
And there was music for sure. I didn't expect that's. Oh my!
And Becca, this is exactly why Colin hired you to run the board, not to do the advice part. Colin would have picked up that they were touching each other.
Right.
Immediately, he would have been on top of that. Medically, right. I would have been like, stop.
I did tell them they should take what I said to be legally and medically binding.
No, like, and that's you can't be binding. It's got to be not binding.
It was probably the binding part that really got them hot and bothered.
Okay, do you want me to call them back?
This is dangerous, Becca. I know you're trying to help. But
yeah.
Who knows what you've just done there to that marriage? Who knows what you've done to yourself? Now you know that as you were talking, they were using their bodies as a little playground, bringing themselves to an excitement they've never felt since the Six Flag experience, where they were in a roller coaster doing it on the downside.
Oh.
Hi, Peter. And hi, Colin. Wow. Such a big fan. My name's Ashlyn, and hi, Chris. My name's Ashlyn, and I've called before. I live in downtown Vancouver, BC. And actually, my question, I'm interested to hear everyone's perspective, but it's mostly for Chris today. I am someone who has been working really hard for a really long time in my chosen field. It's something I'm really passionate about, and I think I'm... quite skilled at it. But it's just not clicking. And I'm just wondering what kind of advice you would give to stay motivated when working in a field where it just seems like it's not going to happen. When should I just give up the ghost, right? And call it a day. Anyway, yeah, mostly interested in Chris's perspective today.
Really good question, I thought. Yeah, wow. Chris, do you have specific advice about when you know it's time to give up on your dreams?
Seems really, really pointed. Not sure why you need my specific advice about that. I mean, I love my field very much. I'm trying very, very hard, and I'm not quite getting the opportunities that I think. Oh, I get it. I understand why you'd want my opinion. Just keep going. Work really, really hard, despite what everybody says to you every single day. There's going to be lots of people saying to you, why are you, why are you like this? Why are you continuing to fail so bad? Just push that away. Just push that away, because failure, I find that failure can actually be, quite a beautiful thing. If you look at failure differently, it could actually be success. If you look at failure wrong, it's success. So
that's wise.
Do that. I don't know if any of that made any sense. I was rambling. I'm bad at this.
And so I think also Chris was taking a lot of this on personally. I'm not familiar with what he's going through, because I'm just like a host of a successful comedy podcast and an actual full-on legitimate doctor. But Chris, what is something, Colin, that Chris could do to make himself more excited?
I'll tell you, Chris, a lot of it is faking it. You've got to fake it. Yeah. You've got to act. I find sometimes you get like almost immediately down. Your energy gets very low.
Yeah.
You get that fake energy high. And the more you do that, you kind of feel it. And then you're walking out there with a bit of a stride. Not right now, of course, because
don't we're do it now. To... Don't do it. Sorry, I was already on the way out the door almost. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come back.
No.
Yeah, come back.
Once you're out there, you have that confidence. Yeah. People go, hey, look at that guy. Look at that guy. He's confident. Rather than slapping people at restaurants, you'll get recognized this way. People will see you for who you are. You'll build that confidence, and you'll take that next step. You'll know exactly what to do. You have two choices.
Yeah.
Take a coin, throw it up in the air, put it on your hand. Just before you open it, go, what do I really hope this coin says?
Heads.
And that is your choice.
I wanted to say heads.
No, that's not.
I like the design of the queen. I think it's cool.
But no, I was thinking more. Yeah.
And hopefully it's a young one of the like it's heads, but it's the young queen, like Queen Elizabeth II, like in her 20s. Like I like that image of on the coin. Yeah. So.
No, it seems sharp. The engraving seems sharper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a better crown too. It's a cooler looking crown.
I feel like you're maybe like kind of missing the point a little bit, but again, just to feedback on Colin, like the slapping thing, still very medical and valid, but I totally think, for his thing.
Yeah.
Not
I just don't like the animals on the other side of coins. They creep me out a little bit. Like, why are they?
Again,
like,
not.
What is a loon?
Not part of the.
Where are they from? Well, why birds. An elk? Why not? Why, like, what is an elk?
Well,
why
very,
is it just the head of it?
It's gross. Canada, you know, we.
Yeah, all that.
It's like a severed head. Have you looked at it?
It's gone. Like a did she just go?
Yeah, I'm still here. I wanted to walk around a little. I wanted to take some of that advice.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I mean, you were striding.
Are you outside right now, then?
Well, you said to go out the door and just kind of go for it.
And I misunderstood that as well. I was on my way out the door, but they told me to come. They told me to come back.
Like
I
not
took
leave.
Out my. Oh, okay. You want me to go back to the building?
Okay. Can I just say, first of all, you don't say I took out my and then just stop the sentence.
Headphones.
You have to finish
I took out my headphones for
all
a
right,
minute.
Thank you. My mind went 15 different places.
What do you think I could have taken out?
I don't want to get involved.
Say it.
Really? Well, don't ask me.
Don't say it.
You did.
I'm not
ask.
Saying it.
Well, what do you think I said?
No.
Don't say it.
Becca, are
okay,
you
I'm
able
I'm going
to,
back to the. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going back
to
the door.
Are you able to play
door.
Another? Okay.
I'm going to the door. Okay.
Maybe I'll just push the voicemail button. Right
I can't.
Here.
Thank you, Chris. See, already you're making choices in the stronger way.
Right. I can do this. I can do the job. I'm going to hit the voicemail button.
My name's Dan, and I'm a huge fan. Really loved you on The Outer Limits as Dale LaRose. My question for you is, I lost a necklace, I gotta say, 3 years ago. And I loved it, and I was just wondering if you might know where it was, because I cannot find it for the life of me.
Yeah.
Any help would be really appreciated. Thanks a lot, and keep up the great work.
It's Queen of Spadina. Yep. There's a lamppost there, right, tucked really close to it. That's where it is.
Perfect. All right, let's get another one going.
I can't get back in the building.
That's all
you
right.
The code, okay, you're going to have to... I'm going to have to buzz you in.
Just wait while you do that, though.
Okay.
It's starting to rain.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to play another.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
going to
play another.
Don't worry too much about okay. backup.
Wait, you're not going to...
Hey, guys. It's the first time I've sent one of these in to you. Love the show. So this is a bit of a weird question for you, but I thought maybe you might know. There's a squirrel that's outside my window, and it stares at me all day. And I have to admit, I know... I think I stare at it all day as well. I think I might be in love with this squirrel that's... I call him Sandy. So I guess my question is... We're in love, and is there some kind of ray gun or like a laser or something that could turn him into like a human woman? Anyways, yeah, love the show. You know, if you can send me an Amazon link or something like that, that'd be great. Okay, thanks.
There's so many problems with that question. Yeah. A ray gun that would turn a squirrel into a human.
Yeah. Woman. Male squirrel, human woman.
A human woman.
First of all, you're not in love with a squirrel. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The squirrels are the advanced scouts for the snakes.
Oh. right.
They're all making humans a little bit weaker by staring at them for as long as they can. The humans get a little thrown at what they don't understand what they're feeling. And while they're looking for a ray gun to turn a squirrel into a woman, the snakes are connecting themselves and rotating around the world.
I've felt that.
Yeah.
I've seen squirrels and they stare at you and it is a bit mesmerizing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After 30 seconds, cut it off immediately.
Right.
And well, no, I mean, actually read that. 30 seconds, but yeah.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy the 30 seconds, though, is what you're saying.
Medically speaking, Dr. Pete,
absolutely.
What would go into turning a squirrel into a woman?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, probably a lot of skin and meat and stuff. So what I'm saying is that squirrel doesn't have enough mass to become a human-sized person.
Right,
so
right.
Any ray gun would be sort of a matter reassembler, I think, medically speaking.
What about like a squirrel-sized woman.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah. You might have to give her a lot, like a good shave. Not to say anything culturally. I'm just saying that they'll probably have a lot of fur. Sure. Have to get rid of the fur. Yeah. But other than that, lipstick, I think, maybe, and, you know, some shoes, a hat. Yeah, and you're probably good to go. You might not even need a ray gun at that size.
That's true.
Huh. So you're saying if you shaved a squirrel... and dress it up, it could reasonably pass as a very small woman.
Yeah, I think
there's certain qualities of a squirrel that like that women also share, that like climbing trees very quickly. I've seen lots of women climb very, very quickly up a tree.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Being ready for any sort of danger or something like that, kind of looking around a lot.
Very like.
And I think if you're far enough away and squint, you should be good. You should be able to
All right. Well,
did we lose Becca? Was it the comments about turning squirrels into women?
Becca, have you gotten into the building yet?
No, I thought, but then could you buzz the buzzer again? Because I can't.
Oh, okay. For heaven's sake.
Could you just buzzer, please?
Yeah, okay. Buzzing.
Thank
you. Okay, pull the door.
I missed it. Can you do it again?
Yeah.
Just buzz. Can you just do it one more time?
Okay, go to the door now.
When you hear the noise... That's the door is ready to go.
Right, like don't touch the door when it's doing
that's
that
when
noise.
You touch when you're hearing that noise, grab the door.
It's the it's sort of the opposite of like a car door. When somebody's unlocking a car door, if you're doing the handle
right,
at the same time,
it's like you're pulling
it
at the same time. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
but if
don't
I do,
use that logic.
If I do that at the
I don't
same
know
time.
Why you'd
the buzz
say
is going,
that.
Pull the door at the same
now
time.
Now you're confusing her.
Well, I'm just saying don't listen to that car door logic and do
got
so
it.
Buzzing.
So I
do
definitely,
it at the same time. Yeah.
Like, don't pull it while it's going.
See,
wait till
this
it's
is what I'm
done.
Saying. You've confused
right,
her
confused
with the
you.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right, Liz, listen, here's the thing. I can see exactly what you're doing in my mind.
Who?
Oh, what did I call you? Becker.
Becker.
Chewie. Yeah. I'm sorry. You remind me of Elizabeth Taylor, her last year. Here's what's happening.
Thank you.
You're hearing the buzz. You're thinking, oh, someone's shaving. You're turning around to see who's shaving, and then you've lost it. Mm-hmm. As soon as you hear the buzz, don't think about shaving. Just pull the door.
Okay. I'm
that
ready.
That makes sense to me.
I'm ready to try it again.
Okay.
All right.
And okay. Thank you. Thank you. I made it in.
Hi, Colin. Hi, Chris. Hi, Dr. Pete. I have a question. How do I be funny on purpose? I do a lot of public speaking for my job, and I love it when I get big laughs from people. But most of the time when I get those big laughs, it's by accident. It's because of something I've said that I haven't realized was funny. But if in future talks I say the exact same thing in the exact same way, I don't get the same kind of a laugh. And I want to know how to harness the funny and to make it work.
I'm just going to cut her off. It just wasn't very
funny. No, it, just wasn't... It, was, it seemed like it was going to go for a while. And that may be part of the reason you're not getting the laughs you want.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just thinking too much. Maybe find out why. Why are they laughing at that particular thing? Was it because I was actually funny, or was it because I mispronounced the word cardboard or something? Are they laughing at me, or are they laughing with me?
That would be pretty funny. That would be funny if you mispronounced cardboard.
Well, what would that sound like?
I don't even know.
And you'll take classes. Learn how to be funny. Hang around funny people. See what they're doing. Steal their stuff. Don't do it professionally, because there's already too many people in the comedy field. And
I'll leave.
No, Chris, I'm not talking about you. We got five people. We can do five more people, and then it's cut off till 2025.
Okay.
Oh,
so we need good ones. We need good ones.
Is there a process for that? Is there not like a who's making those decisions? Is that
there's a ray gun that especially finds funny people.
Cardboard.
It's funny. It is funny. It's funny. That's a funny word when said weird.
That's funny.
Hi, Chris. It's your mom. This question is for Colin. Colin, you're really successful. You've had an incredibly successful career. Do you have any opportunities maybe that you could help Chris out? Because, you know, I don't think he's making much money. Thanks.
Okay. Sort of a theme.
So that was like a mildly, that was like a bit embarrassing, maybe.
A bit of an embarrassing theme going.
I told her not to call me. I told her.
You did. So I don't know. I guess, do you have any, I guess, opportunities?
Look, I promised her years ago I would not get involved in your life. I said to her, I'm sorry about this. I offered to be a part, and she said, no, I think I can do this. And I didn't want to push it. I just let it go. But maybe I made a mistake by leaving all those years ago.
I'm starting to pick up a little drama here. Maybe like a little drama? All those years ago. Colin, what's your relation to Chris?
I was his camp counselor.
Oh, right.
That and I impregnated his mother. Years before. And then I just kept trying to be a part of your life. And then I just thought, maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe give Chris the space to become his own person, to flip that coin, hopefully to heads, his favorite.
That's why at camp you said to call you father or dad, and nobody else was allowed to call you that. And you said, because they're not my sons, Chris. That's why they can't call me that.
Yeah, I didn't think I could get that subtle.
Sounds very clear.
Yeah. That's actually when I decided, no, I'm getting out of his life because
yeah,
there's too much explaining going on.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, to be that clear and then to still think it was a metaphor, I think is like, that's get out of his lifetime.
Is there a medical thing there?
Yeah, so medically, I would say Chris has a lot of problems, and one of them is definitely money. So I understand where his mom is coming into that picture, like, oh, can you get him a job? Medically, as far as why he doesn't know you're his father, I'm not sure what's going on there. We'd have to do an autopsy or something. Yeah, I think.
So she never, because I sent money every month, $25,000 from my CBC days. And you
That's
never got
a lot.
Yeah,
I never got any money. Oh. She never gave me anything. She just would say, "Get in my new car. I'm gonna drive you to school."
She would always say, "Get in my new."
Yeah,
car.
Yeah, she would every week. She would say, "Get in my new car," and it was a new one every week.
Here's the thing, Chris. You gotta start picking up on these little clues that come at you at rapid fire. That are really obvious that anyone else would see.
They're just so fast.
They're, well, I guess depending on what you think fast is. But if someone said,
"A cheetah,"
yeah, that is fast. A cheetah is fast. Good one. Good there, son.
Thank you.
Nicely done. But if someone says, "Get into my new car," you think, "Oh." If they said again a week later, that's when the wheels should start turning. Like literally, a new car again. How can mom afford this?
A new car. This seems like some CBC money.
That's...
Yeah, I mean, don't realize it now.
Oh.
It's a bit late now.
Well, especially you said that it's never too late to harness your dreams or something.
No, it's never too late to harness your dreams.
Cool.
They just might stay dreams. You can harness them, though.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I mean, who knows how long we've got here, right? I mean, we're all living on borrowed time. The chances of you living like a... even to the age I've gotten to, are astronomical, you know, through accidents, through sickness, through, you know, jilted, whatever. My thing is, you know, live life. I don't know. Who knows? No one knows.
Yeah. You could get jilted, whatever, and that would be it.
Thank you, Beth. I feel like we really just bonded there for that one moment.
Yvonne Carlon, you might have heard of me, I'm an author. I have a really famous son called Peter Carlon, and he is top of the top in his comedy acts, and he would be such a great duo with you. I could just see you two together, it would be fantastic. So I'm wondering, could you just see your way to giving him a job? You know, it's who you know in this industry, and he needs a break, and I really like watching you. I love that. Whose Line Is It Anyway? I could just see Peter doing that with you. It's fantastic. Thanks, Colin. Bye.
I told her not to call.
Hi, Colin, Dr. Peter, and Chris. My name is Brian. I'm from Toronto. I want to take advantage of the fact that the three of you have such three different areas of expertise and ask each of you a question. For Colin, do you have any do's or don'ts for when a non-famous person meets a celebrity? From your perspective, what are things you'd like or don't like when you meet someone? For Dr. Peter, do you have any advice for someone who wants to get like their younger niece or nephew or children or like teens or tweens interested in science, like space or dinosaurs? Do you have any advice for that? Mm-hmm. And for Chris, how are you doing, Chris? Thanks.
All right, Colin, probably start with you there.
My advice is if you're walking towards me, you see me, say something nice, but just keep walking. Just kind of like a drive-by compliment. I don't have time to start talking to the little people because I have either I'm on my way to Etobicoke or I've got a corporate show somewhere or I'm doing something. So, hello, hey, love your work. That's all I need. And I'll nod to you. I'll say hi. And that's all we need.
What about your question, I guess?
Oh, yeah. So getting interested in science. I think the best way to do that when they're young is foster questions, right? Like, how do you think the sky is blue? Like, where do you think that rock comes from? Why does that rock look different from the other rocks? Then when they get older, you can start doing things in your own backyard, bury things in the backyard, have them dig it up and be like, wow, that was great work. You'll likely get a paleontologist out of that. But if you dig up sort of, you could bury a body or something like that of a small animal, and then you'll get a biologist. If you bury just metal, you'll get either an engineer, or basically a lot of ways, you know, you mess around with different things to bury and uncover. If you don't have a backyard, if you live in an apartment, you're going to just be trapped in debt forever. So you're not going to be a scientist. You do need a yard to have a scientist as a kid. And then lastly, I think when they get old enough, like teens, that's when you start setting into rivalries. So you see, you take them to a lab or something like that. You point in the window. You see that scientist there? That scientist said you were a little bitch. And then that your kid will be like, ah, and then that'll light a fire inside them that makes them want to be a scientist. So yeah, that's a pretty surefire way to get them going, I think. Get them really set against someone else. Chris, what about your question there?
My question was just, how am I doing? And I'm doing pretty good because I met my dad today, and he said that he was proud of me. I'm pretty sure I heard it.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Becca, you've got the playback on the tapes there. Did Colin at any point say he was proud of Chris? Or
He said something to Chris at one point. Do you want me to play it back?
Yeah, sure. Here. Play it back. I want to see what that...
Okay, he just said... Let's see. He just said this to Chris.
You're my son.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
Okay. Yeah. So, Chris, I don't know if he...
It was in the tone. You could hear it in the tone.
Well, that's right. As I've said, always read between the lines, and you'll find something that you can justify.
Thanks. Thank you, Dad.
That's a good point.
Wise words.
Hi, Chris and Dr. Pete. My name is Maggie. I have a question about my partner and his sleeping habits. So my partner, John, has been asleep for about a week now. He went to sleep last Thursday night. regular. I mean, the only thing that was off is that, you know, he didn't snore, which he usually does. So that was kind of a relief. Then the morning came and he didn't want to wake up. And I was shaking him, rocking him, screaming his name in his ear, and he didn't wake up. So I went about my day, went out. When I came back, he was still asleep. And so I had to watch a movie by myself. And then when it was time for me to go to sleep, I went to sleep. The next morning, he was still sleeping. Still took care of that snoring problem, which was great news. But I don't know why he is so sleepy all the time. So it's been an entire week and he is starting to stink. I think he might need a shower or something. What do I do?
I wonder what movie she was watching.
Yeah, that's a good
That's point. A good question.
Probably the new Pixar movie.
Soul?
That's a good one.
That's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Dude, Soul looks really good. I haven't seen it yet.
You have to watch it.
Did you see Soul?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for your input.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't want to be... I don't want to jump in Dr. Pete's area of expertise, but I think it seems pretty clear. And Dr. Pete, correct me if I'm wrong. Her husband's dead.
I was going to say, dead, yeah, for sure. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you, Dr. Pete, but I was going to say dead.
Now, and again, I've taken a few notes here. And again, it's, that is the layperson's opinion always, right? Sure, it's course. Like, moving, dead. But recent advancements in psychology, which is a medical field, have led us to... fair enough. Fair point. Recent advancements have led us to understand that sometimes it could actually be a problem with the relationship. Mm. What I think might be happening here, and just because you said, he starts to stink, it's what that sounds to me like is commitment. I think he might be committed not to her anymore,
right,
but to pretending to be asleep at all times so he doesn't have to interact with her.
Yes.
The man is very afraid of conflict, is what I'm saying. So he has been pretending to sleep. And actually, I think it's time they break up.
Yeah. Okay, that's well, reading between the lines, right, Dad? Yeah. That's right. That's
well, of course, the caller could take that advice. It's totally up to you. Once the sheets start sticking to him, though, it may be time to get another opinion, because I personally feel dead.
Mm-hmm. And they're same dead. As me and my dad say, think dead.
And that's fine. Yes. And I'm just saying, as far as like not having medical training, that's fine. You guys, anyone's entitled to their own sort of non-medical opinion. I'm just saying, I think he's faking it. So he doesn't have to talk to her.
Dr. Pete, since you brought this up, how could you prove he's not faking? What would make a person faking sleep awake?
So that great. No, that's a great question. So medically speaking, things she could do are she
Please
could
stop saying medically speaking before every sentence you say. It's and, really annoying.
No, and medically or on All right. medically very sorry. Okay. All right. So things she could do. She could perhaps try opening the door and then saying things like, "Well, I'm off to work," and then the important thing is footsteps, like stamp, 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 and then get quieter. It's sort of an effect, an auditory effect that makes the person feel like they're further away, and then sort of peer around the door. So that's step one to check that he's faking, right? Oh, I'm off. I'm going away. And you can extend the time period. I'm going away for a whole week. Like, I'm not going to look in this bedroom for the next week. Like, bye.
As you would do as you leave. Yeah.
Stamp, stamp, stamp. Yeah, loudly say your plans. Stamp, stamp, stamp. You know, wait and see. Poking, screaming. Propping up, there was this great movie about an alive person where they propped him up for like a weekend and it would make him wave. And so, that one. Yeah. So he was also faking. So it was like,
Well, he wasn't faking. He was actually dead.
Was he dead?
He was dead.
In the movie?
He was dead in the movie. Yeah, they tried to make him look alive by doing those things. That's kind of a crucial plot point of that movie.
That he was dead.
Yeah, he was dead.
No, he didn't want to hang out with them anymore. Right? He's faked.
No, he was dead, and they tried to make it look as though he was still alive.
What's dead?
Are you asking medically? About the concept of death itself?
That's what I'm confused about, because if he's not faking and Weekend Bernie is dead.
Where
what's dead? What is dead?
Do you have any kind of paper that says you graduated from somewhere or?
I can pull that up.
No, I don't mean you. I don't mean you write it right now.
I didn't write it right now.
Nope. I just saw
graduated.
Oh boy, Becca, do you wanna take that?
Okay, I guess you could say a lack of being alive, or alternatively, something that which is characterized by lack of activity and/or excitement. Alternatively, you might think of it as brain death. So might not necessarily be the physicality of it, but you might say something along the lines of the complete and utter desolation of the mind, imagination ceasing to being. You could say something along the lines of a separation from the community and society as a whole and into the unknown and untoward.
Poets it's actually say, probably the feeling that you wished you had right now.
Do you want me to continue?
I think we got the gist.
Becca, can I just ask? I'm just phoning into the show right now. I have to ask something.
You have a question?
Put me through on the board.
Oh, Colin, I guess we have one last question here.
There's one more call, Becca.
I'm not seeing the call.
I'm phoning right now. You have to answer the call, Becca, please.
Why don't you just...
Very important. It's very important.
Why don't you just say it?
Okay. Oh, there's the call.
Okay.
Hi, Colin and Dr. Pete and Chris. It's a first-time caller. I've never listened to the show either, but I'm a first-time caller. I'm just wondering... If you have, say, like a new dad in your life, someone who's recently revealed themselves to be your father, and you want to say that you love them and you hope that they say it back, how would you go about doing that, knowing that, you know, life is short? That's what Dad always says. He says, mm-hmm. Life is short, and who cares? And so how would you go about doing that? And if somebody did say that, would you say it back? Thanks for your time.
Well, here's the thing. As you know, time is short. So what are you waiting for? Just say it. Right. Live in the moment. Don't expect the future. Learn from the past. Just say it and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I love you, Dad.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us to the Call In Mockery Show. I hope you've learned a few things. Dr. Pete, thanks once again for joining me with your medical expertise.
Are we all going to die?
Yes, we're all going to die. Becca, it's getting closer to adequate, so that's something.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rage at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, you have that, which is amazing, but you can't open the door to an apartment building. You have so many layers that are wrong.
Was that from Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
Can I leave the studio?
Yes.
This time, it's different. With Peter and Chris. This time, it's different.
Woo. This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Oops, drop the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.